I think we tend to overestimate the impact in the short term and underestimate the impact over the longer term.
That's UNC Chancellor Lee Roberts.
But there's no doubt in my mind that over time, it will reshape most of what we do at the university. The over time there is critical, but we have a responsibility to respond effectively.
Roberts and his administration have been upfront with embracing the opportunities created by artificial intelligence, with the chancellor having identified it as a priority during his interim period and first year leading the university. Some of that strategy is attempting to put Carolina in a strong position to capitalize on interest and those long-term changes, which includes combining the School of Information and Library Sciences with the recently founded Data Sciences School. That announcement, which was made in October, is geared toward ensuring UNC can contribute to research around the technology, but also prepare students to use AI appropriately after graduation. Roberts said he believes no one responds to workforce demands and changes better than students, and there is increased interest in UNC's data science degrees. But with how widespread he believes AI could be, the chancellor said creating a baseline of knowledge on how to use the technology will be a key step for the university to best prepare all students, both during and after their time on campus.
We have some students who have not been exposed to the technology much at all. We have other students who have started businesses using AI agents that they built themselves.
Yeah.
And so how do we address that as a university and make sure that everybody is being met where they are and given the instruction that they're going to need?
For a community college like Durham Tech, President J.B. Buxton said challenges exist as well, but in different forms. He said he thinks AI is creating more uncertainty than ever before in the job market, even if it's not necessarily directly impacting the fields that community colleges most often support.
It really is impacting different levels of jobs. It's not just like it's going to automate low-skill jobs or it's going to automate routine jobs. It's automating traditionally white-collar jobs.
Right.
So what we're hearing from the industry is, no, we're just getting way more productive and we're able to do more with AI. And so you need to know how to use AI to come in. We're not just going to be relying on AI.
Still, the technology is raising questions in the classroom at both schools. Much discussion around AI in higher education has been whether faculty are policing or encouraging students' use of it, and what areas of their studies could be properly aided by the tech or incorrectly used to plagiarize assignments. Neither UNC nor Durham Tech are implementing a staff-wide approach for now, instead asking faculty to think critically about it on a course-by-course basis and providing support as needed from central offices. Roberts acknowledged the skepticism many faculty have toward the emerging technology and how it could threaten their livelihoods or what they teach. But he added how much of what educators can offer students is shielded from the technology, as long as the students embrace it.
I think if there's one thing we've told students over the last 30 years, one applied skill we've told them they need to know, it's coding. And now the AI can code better than any undergraduate. I would hope the lesson that at least some students take from that is that to try to learn one particular applied skill and hope that it serves you well over the course of a 50-plus year career is futile. And that what you really should be looking for from a college education are the skills that the humanities teach you. Logical thinking, communication skills, critical reasoning, the ability to write persuasively. Those are the skills that you know, no matter what happens with technology, will serve you in good stead.
Buxton agreed, saying he believes that well-rounded development is critical even for Durham Tech students attending to join or advance through specific trades.
It's a mix of the two skills.
Yeah.
We want you to have the technical skills for the industry you're interested in entering, and we want you to have what some people call soft, we think of as essential skills,
yep.
And you're going to do humanities, and you're going to do science and math and creative and liberal arts as part of what you do. Even if that's one of our degrees in skilled trades, you're going to get some of that coursework.
You can find the full Higher Education Forum panel discussion by heading to chapelboro.com/forum on the Hill. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.